Help me to wait on the Lord. You know, it's so easy to go against the Lord's will. Now, hear me out before you start judging me, claiming you have no idea what I'm talking about, because I'll bet that you do. There's nothing better than to be in the Lord's will, because His will for us is perfect, even when we don't understand it, when all the things we don't like. But we surrender and we stay in His will because we know God loves us and He only wants the best for us. He's not only knows what we're going through, but He knows what is coming at us. He hears things that we don't hear and sees things that we can't see. And that should be enough right there for us to wait on His direction. But we don't always do that. We don't pray and ask for God's direction. And even then when we do, we won't wait on the Lord. Example. You wanted that job so bad. I mean, after all, it would double your income and give you extra benefits. Surely God would want you to take that. But you had red flags you ignored. There was something about the person you interviewed with didn't make you comfortable. And maybe folks weren't that friendly when you rounded in a unit or a department during the interview process, but you rationalized. That was just fear in your mind. And you left a position that you loved and felt you were loved for more money, and you've paid the price ever since in misery. Let's say you met a man or a woman that you just really liked the moment you met him, and you prayed for God's direction and rationalized that this must be the one. God sent me this person because I hadn't even been looking, but you had red flags. Maybe they've been divorced for years and they're still mad at a settlement they had to pay. Or they don't want you to call them by a certain name because their ex called them that. And they're angry after 10 years? But you ignored all those warnings, jumped in, and got your heart broken. How long did you wait for the answer from the Lord? And these are just two examples. I know there are many more temptations in your life and mine with relationships or property, cars, a vacation home. Lord, teach us to pray and ask for your direction. But we really need help waiting on the answers and obeying when you call. We know the scriptures. We can quote you words, but that carnal mind gets involved. We desperately need your help. I don't understand what I do, but what I want to do, I don't do. But what I hate, I do. Comes out of Romans chapter 7. But don't beat yourself up when the lesson comes around. You learn from it. Hard lessons can teach us to be better and do better when the next temptation comes. Pray and wait on the Lord. The psalmist says, I wait on you, O Lord my God. You will answer, O Lord my God. Amen and amen.